This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. His latest book is Blood for Our Future. We want to get his thoughts today as the Pentagon announces the replacement of the top general in Afghanistan. General David McKiernan is out, replaced by Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal, and his deputy will be Lieutenant General David Rodriguez. And General Vallely, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg, for having me on as a guest.
There was a press conference today involving the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mullen, as well as the defense secretary, Bob Gates. They basically said they wanted a change at the top. They said they wanted some fresh eyes on the subject. When reporters pressed, they really didn't want to get into the details. So is this just a difference in philosophy at the top here? What do you suspect is at work?
Well, I suspect, Greg, that it's a continued frustration with the whole situation in Afghanistan, starting from the top, carryover from Bush, now Obama, new members up there and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I understand it's almost complete disarray as far as establish what our strategy is and should be over in Afghanistan. And I think General McKiernan is probably just another one that they decided to throw under the bus and relieve him of command, basically. That's why they don't want to talk about it. So perhaps what we're seeing here is not a misunderstanding, but certainly a disagreement at the highest levels about where we're going in Afghanistan and how also dealing with the Pakistani issue.
General, you're still in pretty close contact with folks who know a lot about what's going on there. So what sort of reputation did McKiernan have, and what sort of reputation do McChrystal and Rodriguez bring to the job?
Well, we knew General McKiernan back from the Baghdad days in Iraq, and he's had a very distinguished career. As far as I know, I don't know him personally, but I understand he's a very strong leader and planner and executor of the commands that he's supposed to follow from Central Command. And I think he probably has been very close to General Petraeus. But note that he did not get taken out of the job by General Petraeus of Central Command, who's responsible for that area over there. They decided to do it at the Department of Defense level. Now, that's a little intriguing and very questionable myself, because I'm sure General Petraeus said, okay, if we disagree on anything, then maybe it's time for you to retire. And that's the way they do it at the general officer and admiral level. But I sense from what I'm getting, even from people I talk to in Washington that work at the Pentagon, and some of the stuff, information I get in from Afghanistan, it's a frustrating environment over there. There's no unity of command, nobody one charge of NATO and the whole operations, the different rules of engagement, and no strategy for victory. And I've been saying that, Greg, for the last couple years.
You
so
sure have.
Nothing's changed in that regard as far as I can sense.
Well, General, you mentioned that you've had an approach to this idea for a while now. You and I have talked about it before, but I'd like you to refresh our listeners, known as the lily pad strategy. What do you refer to?
I was interviewed by Diana West a week ago, and the interview hit a number of papers across the country. But basically is that our strategy should be that we sting like a bee, we take the enemy out if they're a threat to the United States, wherever they may be, and we don't establish these bases all over the world, which takes a complete commitment to a supply system and money to support these gigantic bases over there. And the article that Diana wrote was basically, let Afghanistan go, adopt a new strategy. So if Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, are working out of their little boxes, sandboxes that they've made, same thing in Iraq and other places, and what they're doing is a threat to the United States, we go in and hit them, slap them down, and bring our forces home. And don't get caught up in the same thing that we seem to have, like Vietnam, with these large bases working in the cities. And I've said for a long time, Greg, stay out of the cities. Stay out of the nation-building process. Let the State Department and others do that, and the countries that are responsible for that. But don't use our military.
So when President Obama says then, General, that it's not just a military objective, it's diplomatic, it's financial, it's cultural, and all
sure.
sorts of other things, you would disagree with that?
Well, I'm sure it's all those things, but how are you going to do it? And if you're going to be a part of all of that, and you got civilians on the ground, then you're forced to put the military in to secure them. And to me, that's suicide. And it falls right into the hands of radical Islamists, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, as an example. So we expend all these resources when we should be tending and building the United States from within and attacking those, taking offensive preemptive action against those enemies based on good intelligence. But don't set up these bases and that are very extended. We have 20,000 alone, as I understand, at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. 20,000 we have to support there. And you add another 17 or 20,000, you got to billet them. It costs money. And we only end up maybe with 10% of the Marines and the infantry and special ops that are actually fighting the war. If you see what I mean, it's a tremendous support structure to support these bases over there. And I just think we need to go to the lily pad strategy where we have joint forces located that can strike and then come back, strike, then come back. That's how you hit the enemy today.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. But as you mentioned, great challenges persist in Afghanistan. Thank you for your time today. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely served as Deputy Commanding General in the Pacific. His latest book is Blood for Our Future. When we come back on Dateline Washington, J.D. Foster of the Heritage Foundation will be with us to explain why he believes Barack Obama's economic policies will not create the jobs the president says will be created. Stay tuned.